Anyways, as I was saying, so because I am a dual native speaker, basically, they have me doing my own voice. So let's, without further ado, let's begin. Yeah. Okay. Scene starts. Okay. Schatzi. Ja. Hallo. Ja, ich bin heute zurückgekommen von der CIA. Und, oh, sie machen Experimente. Sie haben mich geklont. Jetzt gibt's vier von mir. Und ich bin Ani. Okay.
Our English speakers don't get it at all. So we should maybe not do that.
You mean Nav doesn't get it or what?
Well, Nav speaks. I think Nav speaks. I'm not sure. Nav does.
Look, as long as Nav gets the joke, we're good. Yeah, that's like our audience right now.
Yeah, I guess. So. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, how are you doing, dude? That was great. I was thinking, how about we do an entire podcast in a different voice? Like, people don't care, you know?
We should do the podcast. I do it in your voice and you do it in my voice. That would freak people out. They'd be like, what is going on? Have
what's
the dimensions
your voice
change?
Like?
It's the end of days. By the way, dude.
What's your best impression of me, man? What's your best impression? Nah, dude, I don't speak like that at all. Like,
I
did a poll on
Instagram
too.
You're too unique. You're too unique, dude.
I'm too unique?
Yeah, you're too unique. What's your best impression of me?
Yeah, man. You do that a lot. You do that a lot.
That's true.
What else do you do? You do. What the frick? You say that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
First of all, how you doing? That's a pretty good Alior.
First of all,
how you doing?
Yeah. Well, I can't think of something right now, but
okay. Can I tell you something, dude?
Yeah.
Speaking of end of days, and since you're such a Bible lover,
yeah.
Have you heard about these locust swarms?
No, I don't know what that is. What's a locust?
Okay, so you know how like one of the signs of the end of days is that swarms of locusts.
I don't know what locust is. Ah, okay. Heuschrecken, right?
They're like grasshoppers, but
five times
bigger.
Yeah. And destroy wheat fields,
crops.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, crops. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
I heard
crazy.
Of that, yeah.
They're crazy. Yeah. And so one of the signs of the end of days is that swarms of locusts will eat all the crops, right? Because that was obviously like a huge problem in, you know, 0 BC or 300 AD when they wrote the Bible, right? So and now, so like in East Africa, there were certain conditions based on global warming that were, because grasshoppers will just chill and be grasshoppers unless like certain conditions are met, and then they'll go insane and like be four times their size, and they'll breed like insane. So like they become these huge swarms, and they're like huge, and because they're four times the size, they need way more food, right? So they've made it from East Africa. They've made it now all the way to India.
Oh shit!
And they're trying desperately to stop these swarms of locusts. Like they're spraying them with bug spray and things like that. And it's like, yeah, super. Like you start spraying, and you already see like a thousand of them flying away, and then like there's a thousand like dead on the floor, and it's like, okay, like,
oh my god,
you know, yeah. But it's like these crazy videos you can watch on YouTube of these insane swarms of locusts,
destroy
like
everything, right?
Everything. They leave nothing behind, dude. It's really a big problem because you know they're destroying like sort like.
What people. Other signs are end of time signs?
What other? You should know this. You're like, didn't you read the whole?
Yeah,
Bible?
I never read the last.
Like
the
most fun
part.
Yeah. Why?
It's the like most
it's
sci-fi
like the coolest part.
Part. Yeah,
it's like the
no.
coolest part.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'd only read Jesus, you know, waking up again. Or how do you say wake up? Rising
that's
up again.
Gangster though, man. Someone puts like a hole in your hands, and you're just like, oh, 3 days later, you're like, what's up?
He's awesome, man. I mean, there's
even hurt, fool.
There's not much to say negatively about Jesus. He's a cool dude. I think he'd like our podcast, man. I think he would.
Do you think that when he woke up 3 days later, he was like, try again?
I don't know what he first did. I mean, he apparently appeared to someone, right? And then he spoke to them. I think Mary Magdalene and Mary, his mom, I think. But I'm not sure. I don't know.
Do you think he said something like, my death is your cross to bear?
I think he might have said something. Do you think at the cross he was like, I'll be back? Do you think he did say that?
For sure. Yeah. Just before he did, like his last breath, he was like, I'll be back.
Just for the record, I'm Christian. I still believe in Jesus. So please, if anyone offended.
Do you think this whole thing of like, do you think they were like, oh, dude, we need to make him relatable. Let's make him all skinny and shit, right? But like in real life, he was like jacked. He was like, these Romans, they think that they can dictate to us what we're going to do. And actually, we're going to take them down, okay? But we're going to do it with peace and love. Yeah, these muscles aren't going to put a chokehold on them.
Right.
And then they were like, and then when he died, and then like his followers were like, yo, man, he was such a badass, but we don't want him to be like intimidating or seem like you can't be Jesus. So let's make him all skinny and stuff.
Right. Who knows? I'm working on a bit about that, like PR from the church and Buddhism. But it always bombed, so I just stopped doing it. But if you don't
what
mind,
about Buddhism, man? What about how they made Buddha that, fat?
That's,
and,
exactly,
and
that's the bit. Like the Christians are so bad at PR because they all their statue looks super sad, whereas the Buddhists really learned and they knew how to market themselves because Buddha is actually super thin, right? He's only portrayed as being super fat and happy, but he's this skinny guy who looks like he's about to starve to death. But they learned, and then they switched it, and that's why they could expand so much in the East Asia. That's kind of my bit, but it's never worked.
But don't you think it's funny how like in China, in mainland China, he's like this fat laughing dude, and he's like super happy, and in Thailand, he's like always lying on the side, like
is he?
Yeah, he's always lying on the side, like he's always lying, like. He's always freaking like looking at you like.
So whatever attracts the people, right? You have to just
accommodate. I know, but it's
you know your audience. Yeah,
the Buddha. I wonder how Japanese, because Japanese also have Buddhists, right?
Yeah, but it's a bit
so
different.
Like
Zen Buddhism. I don't know. I
wonder how
I mean,
they were
Shinto Buddhism. I think. I don't know. I mean, I was.
And then
in
also
Japan,
the Orthodox Church, the Greek one. I believe
Jesus looks differently.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that they have way less pictures and images of Jesus.
I don't know.
Or like not none, but I seem to remember because I went to a couple of Orthodox churches in Greece and I felt like they were less.
I don't know.
You know.
Images. I was just thinking. Do you think Jesus? Do you think he really was a good-looking fellow? Because he's always portrayed as this really good-looking guy, really cool-looking guy.
Yeah, for sure. I think he was.
Who knows? Maybe it was, Bud Ugly, and that's why he was single. You know, who knows? And
I think if a person is, if a person has like a beard and is outside
everyone had
a lot,
beard back then.
Exactly. But I think that if you're outside a lot and you have a beard, and you're not like you're working all day like doing carpentry or what, it's like kind of impossible to not look halfway decent, you know what I mean?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the only way you look
he's
like
suntan
bad is if either you have a disfigurement or because you just sit around all day and you know.
In the end he what's good looking, right? He was definitely attractive because he was speaking to right, he didn't give a shit kind of what other people were saying or thinking.
Yeah,
so that's already cool. He was he was the band leader, right, of those. So he's already in terms of social status, he was the high, you know, he had the biggest social status in his group. And
that's true.
He was a rebel, right? He was rebellious, so that's cool. he was speaking to large groups of people and everyone wanted to hear him. So that's like, you know.
Freaking love Jesus, dude.
Do you? No.
I freaking love him, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, but okay. Have you seen A Handmaid's Tale?
No, I haven't. You told me to watch
Yes,
it.
It's so good. It's so good. And I was just thinking, because I grew up with this. I never thought about it while growing up. And this is in the Old Testament. Yeah, Old Testament, not in the New Testament. But they talk about... So basically, the idea is they have these women who are there just to breed children. And so what happens is they're put into households where the couple cannot make children. And yeah, then they're raped just to get children. I mean, it's horrible. And what
Come
they...
Come on, it's a kid-friendly podcast. Come on. Go on.
And then they always use this biblical example. They read from the Bible just before the rape happens. They read about this one case where... I forgot who it was, but this one woman could not bear children. She just couldn't get pregnant. So she offers to her husband, she offers, hey, why don't you sleep with my servant so that you can at least get some kids. And I just, as a kid, I heard of that story in the Bible, but I never thought about it. But it's absolute, you know, it's rape, because she's just off. She's just like, oh, this is my servant. She's a sex slave for you. Just go for it, right? It's like, it's the most horrible thing. And when you're growing up, or even when I was an older teenager, you never think about it that way, because it's never portrayed that way. But it's so effed up. It's so effed up. And in the Bible, it's never portrayed as a bad example. I don't think, not really. It's just so weird. Yeah. That's crazy, anyways. Dude. Yeah, it's just so, it's so odd. Like, you think, oh, Jesus.
Change of times, man. Slaves.
Yeah, but still, I mean, rape is rape, right? Regardless of the society. Yeah. So,
good thing.
Well, okay, we always talk anymore about these really sad stuff, so we should maybe veer away.
Well, it
but,
was me. It wasn't we. It was you.
Huh?
It wasn't we. It was you.
Yes.
I was talking about what a bro Jesus was, but, and then you were like, oh. Let me
well, because it's on my, I'm watching it, and I do highly recommend to everyone. Apparently, the book is also amazing because it's based on the book.
All right, so what else is new, man? And
dude, I'm drinking this
medieval
tea the whole time, just so people know, because yesterday night I vomited multiple times. No.
Oh shit.
Completely different.
We got a sponsor,
I vomited multiple times, dude, and I was just trying to calm down my stomach. Does that happen to you? Did you vomit too? Because you're drinking tea.
No, I don't really vomit. I don't cry. I don't vomit.
Really?
No.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, shit. I don't even want to say, dude.
Why? I cried a couple of days ago. I can't admit. While watching Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, because of the movie.
Of the series, yeah.
There was definitely a movie I cried about. I think I wiped that memory out of my head.
Okay.
But dude, there was definitely, I mean, huh?
Okay. Why? You don't cry at all? That's impossible. Like,
no,
you cry with...
last time I...
When we talk, you always cry, man. Like...
What are you talking about? That's such a lie, dude. I don't cry, dude.
You're like, I freaking bombed tonight. I don't know what's
bullshit
happening.
That's bullshit, dude. I'm freaking happy when I bomb, dude. What are you on about?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because it happens all the time, right?
What the fuck? Man, that tea is really working, man. It's like giving you all these zingers and shit.
Hey, you know what's... Oh, okay. There are two things I wanted to talk about. So, hey. I thought of, while vomiting, I thought of the last time I vomited. And it was for Thanksgiving last year. So my buddy,
yeah, I believe you told this on one of our lost episodes.
Lost episodes, probably, yeah. But not on the. So I was Thanksgiving 2019. I was invited by my good buddy Mighty, to his Thanksgiving, and oh man, he's such a great cook. So he prepared so much. It was amazing, and I just couldn't stop eating. I just didn't want to stop eating. And I was starting to get full, but I just kept going. And eventually I knew... You hit that point of no return, you know? Also with food.
I've never even come close to that point.
Really? Where you're like, Oh, really? Okay. Where you're like, okay, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt.
No.
No,
I've
never?
Literally, there's been one time I can remember, and by one I mean this happened a couple of times in the same restaurant, but like over the course of 20 years, yeah? Like maybe three times, where I would eat bulgogi, and because the yasmin rice or whatever rice they use is also very like...
Like expands it's later on.
Exactly. It's meat and like this rice that really expands later on. I remember being full, and then as the night progressed, I remember there was maybe 20 minutes of feeling really, really, really full and having to walk it off. But that's not
really. Otherwise, you never feel super full. Like, I wish I didn't eat so much.
That's the most. It's always from restaurants because restaurants are always like, you know, they have a certain portion, and I always have to finish the portion. You know,
but it's
if it's never, yeah. Well, in my head, it's like
I know what you mean. Same here.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't. I never feel like giving food back in the restaurant.
Yeah, same
anyways,
here. Because
like,
you already paid for it. Saying. So. Yeah, man,
no,
the food
I'm
was
paying
amazing.
For it because there's people out there who don't get to eat. That's why.
I agree, but how are you helping them by finishing your food?
It's like, it's a subconscious thing. It doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah.
It's just something you do.
Well, I definitely agree, dude. But anyway, so, man, that was
how
so
you
much food.
Them, dude?
That was so much food. And well, I was
going to shit anyways, man. Sorry.
I think you have to work on my impression.
I just turned into like a blowfish. I'm just pretending like exactly. I'm just like, let's be a blowfish and hope that it sounds like Pascal.
Dude, so he had the best food ever. Like, oh my, it was amazing. It was so good. And I just kept eating, and eventually it hurt so much, man. And besides Mighty, I did not know anyone there. You know, I was the only one. And I hadn't met his girlfriend at the time, Zuzi, so... I basically only knew Mighty, so I was just focused on eating. I was talking to the other people, but I was focused on eating. And eventually, I was like, oh, man, it hurts so much. And honestly, like, I thought I'm going to explode. That's how much I ate. Like, it didn't just hurt. I was like, oh my God, this is going to explode. Like, I thought it's going to rip me apart. So I went to the bathroom, and I vomited because it was hurting so much. So I vomited, and I was so afraid that people were hearing me. Because I didn't know anyone, right? Except for Mighty. But I guess not. So, and then went back to the table. And I kept eating. I just did not stop. I just ate again, man. Huh?
That was the weirdest part to me.
Yeah. And, well, I only ate dessert afterwards. But yes, I did. And it was so good. And Mighty, I told Mighty that weeks there because I was so ashamed to tell him that night. I was really ashamed. And he just looked at me and he was just shaking his head. He was like, wow, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of have to agree. I don't...
Yeah, I agree as well. But, man, the food was so good. And that's just a testament to how good his food is. So, it's the best compliment.
Something else. Yeah.
If someone keeps eating that they have to vomit, that's the best compliment, right?
Yeah. A buddy of mine was telling me that Sisi used to have an island, I think, off the Italian coast or something. And
Sisi?
Yeah, Sisi, like...
Oh, Queen Sisi.
Queen Sisi, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she used to go with like 500 buddies. And she used to just... They used to eat all day and vomit.
Oh, yeah, that was a very common thing. Like the Romans did that, yeah. So that's basically what I did to keep eating.
Yeah. Keep that slim figure, that slim
Asian. Well, that's not what I was doing, but yes.
That slim Asian type figure.
Dude, this is what I want to talk about in terms of watching stuff. I just started, so please don't spoil, but I just started with Indian Matchmaking.
Okay.
And you watched everything, right?
I watched I binged it, dude. That's one of the few shows where I just couldn't stop.
Oh,
I was like,
so good. It's so good, right?
Ding, 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 ding. How many episodes have you watched?
I think I'm on the fifth.
Okay, and there's what, like eight?
Something like that. Okay. But, oh man, it's so good. Like, it's so much better than all these old MTV dating shows. So much better.
Some of them are really awkward, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Aparna, like, she's so mean.
She's the worst. I love how, like...
she's so negative.
Okay, how many dates of hers have you seen?
Multiple.
Okay, have
look,
you
look? If you've you can spoil some. It's
you've
fine.
Definitely seen. Wait. You've definitely seen the one where she meets that lawyer dude, right? The really cool, like nice.
Yeah, the
guy.
Super. Yeah.
And he's like, I love being a lawyer. And yeah. She's like, he's
that's
like,
weird.
She's like, what? That's weird.
Yeah. And he's like, and she's a lawyer herself.
Why? You don't like being a lawyer? And she's like, nope, not particularly. And I was like, okay, like,
who's the weirdo? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But the thing is, it's not even that. It's like you can have that same conversation without being like super.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just very weird how she shamed him for loving his job.
Yeah, and which is the same job she's
like
doing.
It. Whereas
yeah.
you can have that same conversation without shaming the other person, you know. Yeah. You can just be like, "Oh, that's interesting because I don't like my job," you know?
Yeah.
Without making him feel like trash. But she's like the whole interaction was terrible.
Oh
and
man.
And at the end she turns around and she says, "I would like to meet him again." And I thought to myself like, "What was she like having? Was she seeing something different?"
All right.
And then she asks, and then he's like, "Yeah, I don't know. We're kind of different people." And then they say like, "Oh, Aparna, do you think that maybe you went in a certain way? Like maybe you could have changed some of your." And she's like, "No, I thought about it, and the answer was no, and I did everything right. Moving on." And it was like, okay, absolutely no self reflection.
Man. Yeah, dude, the thing I was watching with Patrick, my buddy, right? My Disneyland buddy, and we were dying because they also interview her mom, right? Her mom. So, and her mom was like, you know, I never had high expectations. You know, I never put expectations and pressure on my kids. The only thing I did was when we arrived in the US and there were kids, I told them, don't ever disappoint me in front of other people, right? They were three, like, what the hell?
They were 3 and 5. And I said to them, you stand here. Do not ever disappoint me.
Yeah.
They did not even know what I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh my God. And then don't get 2 degrees. Get 3 degrees at least, right? Oh my God. And don't ever get a B, she also said.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It was like the highest.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, that's too much. Yeah, but did you see the guy yet who's really shy and he lives in India and like he's 25 and his mom keeps
Akshay or something, right?
I guess I can't remember.
I just started with that episode where he's 25 and his mom is like, "Oh, you're so old already. You have to be married by December."
I think he's not even 25. I think he's like 24. 20. And she's like, dude, if you reach 25 and you don't have a fiance, and she keeps stressing him, she keeps saying like, "My blood pressure is high."
Yeah. Oh man, poor guy. Dude. He looks really. He's
and so every time she's like, "My blood pressure is high," this is what he does. Like, because that's the Indian reaction to like, "Oh shit, am I killing someone or am I?" What should I do? Like, it's like, oh, I hope a smile can diffuse this situation.
Dude, do you think this is scripted? Like, it's so good. Like, the reactions are so...
Dude, trust me. I know, like, I know enough Indians where this stuff is not scripted, dude. Like, I'm sure they do a little bit of, like, editing and shit.
Yeah.
I think they do a little bit of editing and shit so that it looks a certain way, but...
Yeah. Is he the guy who studied in Boston? Is he that guy?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. He seems very nice. He doesn't speak much.
And he's like, this guy's like the typical, like, "I don't know what I'm thinking."
Dude, who's your favorite, man?
My favorite was definitely the wedding planner lady. I thought she was the nicest. She was very
good. Dude, she's so cool. How is she single? Honestly.
Exactly. That's what I thought as well.
I'm sure after the show, she got a bunch of DMs or whatever, you know? Like, she's so cool.
Sure. But, Who did she end up?
Don't tell me that. Yeah, don't tell me that.
Oh, you don't know yet. Okay.
No. Don't tell me that. Also, who's super cool? That the college counselor.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's really genuinely nice.
Guy. Yeah, he's so he's.
And then also, who I liked was
the jewelry guy.
The guy who likes his job as a lawyer.
Oh yes, he's
not,
awesome.
He's not one of the main guys,
but he's great. Yeah,
nice.
He really seems to be happy with his life.
Yeah, and like he runs his own freaking law firm. What the hell?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And you can also really see on that date with Aparna, the really judgmental girl. Yeah. He said something like, oh yeah, I took a break of 3 years just to do some soul searching, and then I became a lawyer and I'm so happy. And when he said that soul searching, I knew in her mind she was like, oh, this is not, you know, she needs someone who's like super focused, super dedicated to his job. Yeah. Although she hates her job.
Yeah. And then didn't she have something where, or there was someone who said like, the person needs to want to travel, and then she's on a date and the guy's like, I love traveling, and she's like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love going to a beach resort and just chilling.
Oh yeah.
And shutting down. And they were like, right, who goes to a resort and just shuts down?
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like yo, you yeah. talk about you like yeah, to travel, yeah, yeah, but I yeah. guess her idea of yeah. travel is like yeah. working.
Yeah. And oh, and then he said she asked like, oh, could you imagine just going on vacation for 10 days? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, that's weird.
Like, that was it. That
yeah,
was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's weird. So like, she should only like, be traveling for 7 days max. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just, like, oh, what's the most 7 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, the most.
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, anyways,
dude.
People need to watch this show because it's a great show.
It's so it's good. But she's the best character because that's why it's so cringe and fun
villain.
To watch. Because
she's the villain.
Because she's kind of the villain, yeah.
Yeah. You need a villain, man. You need a villain.
Yeah. Because you really empathize with the guys in those dates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that was really... You need a villain, you need a hero or a heroine, which is the wedding planner lady.
Yeah.
And
do you think she makes bank? I'm sure she does, right?
I think all of them do. They all seem like ridiculously successful. And I think
yeah,
that it
doesn't their parents
hurt that they
did,
all
right?
live with their parents. I don't think. I think.
Well,
that
but
that
the other, in, at least in the ones in India, their parents are the rich ones, right? And then they just inherit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but I yeah. mean that's standard, like East Asian,
yeah.
South Asian. You know, like if your family's wealthy, then
right,
that's
right,
what you,
you
do, right?
Yeah.
Like all, like everyone I know in East Asia who's got that situation, they, you
yeah.
know, it's very like family business oriented, and you, basically you take it over or whatever,
right?
Or you work within it, or you work, parallel to it, right?
Right.
Like you do your own thing, but
you know. I was just thinking, and this is just the first impression. But she, Aparna, she says she's super successful. Everyone, her mom keeps emphasizing how successful she is. She's a lawyer, the head, a general counsel at a big insurance company or something, which is great. In Houston, in Texas, there's no, I think, income tax, personal income tax or something like that. So I'm sure she gets a lot. But the house she lives in. Kind of shabby looking.
I guess, but I guess they might have bought it way back in the day, you know?
Maybe. So I was just thinking, oh, is that like the rich dad, poor dad lifestyle where she's just investing all of her money? Or is it... I mean, she yeah. does travel a lot. Kudos to her.
I mean,
that is a lot.
The,
like, she
the wedding planner
every weekend.
Lady, she, if I remember correctly,
oh,
she
also lives in a
house,
kind
right?
of... No.
Or was shabby, okay.
I think it was a bit shabby looking. But,
okay.
yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? Who knows? If they just invest their money wisely, then... The house they
yeah.
live in isn't an accurate mirror of their net
yeah.
worth, so to speak.
I mean, they probably are saving like for things like
wedding.
wedding and stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
Did your mom or dad, did they ever put you on a biodata thing?
No, they didn't. But when my last relationship ended, my mom mentioned to me that if I need some help. Looking for someone.
She's gonna fax your profile to a bunch of.
No, she just what they. I mean, look, you can go like straight. You can go and like put it properly on like a website or hire someone.
Yeah.
Or you can just like introduce people. You know, send Facebook or
dude,
whatever.
Hire her, man. I mean, just hire her. That would be awesome, and then she can be. You know, we can. She can. You Netflix can feature. The Kimchi Curry podcast, and you know, they're gonna get Austria and Canada involved as well.
Doubtful,
yeah.
dude,
no. I forgot what I wanted to say. Damn it, I wanted to say something about biodata. No, so they never, it never happened that they tried to. You
no, like I think my dad's kind of given up on the idea of me getting married.
Really? Why?
No, I'm just joking. And my mom. By the way, you've got a nice tan going on there. By the way, dude.
A tan?
Yeah, I think so, right?
No, I think it's just lack of sunlight because, yeah, that's why it's a bit dark on
you
my
haven't
end.
You have been like... Okay.
Oh, well, involuntarily, yeah, because I'm just outside a lot, so...
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure. It's like got that summertime. But anyways, no, and then my mom, she mentioned in case I want it, so she's not like giving me pressure or anything. Okay. I'm actually very lucky in that sense. They don't pressure me about that ish.
Right, man. Oh, man, like all these parents, Jesus.
I know, right?
It's They're so pushy, and except for the ones in America. Dude. What?
Well, no, I mean, even...
Oh, what do you think of this guy? Because he seemed to get along really well with the event planner slash dancer, right? This, her first guy, Vinny. Vinny.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Vinny, hey, what's up?
It's you me, plan Vinny. Events? You want to plan my events?
Bada-bing, can I bada-boom. Say that you're very tall, which I like.
So anyway, he went out with her and it was apparently going really well. They met up like 6-7 times, right? And then he started to flake on her. Be really flaky. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I'm really sorry, but I'm having an argument with my sister.
Yeah, exactly. Man. What the hell? Come on, that's... And he was already saying, I'm on my way.
I know, before. It was very and then weird. I was like,
yeah. What an asshole. It's just a...
What an asshole.
Yeah.
So what about that movie, dude?
What movie?
I mean, sorry, what about having Arnie do his own dubbing?
Doesn't he? No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No.
He doesn't. Yeah, he should, man. I know Christoph Waltz does, I think, the German dubbing for himself.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So does Jodie Foster for her French.
Does that guy live in Vienna or where dubbing. Does he live?
I'm sure he has a house in Vienna. But then I'm sure he also has a house in Berlin because he lived here before. Okay. And obviously LA. Yeah.
I like how he was like, I guess he must have been successful in some way, maybe monetarily also. But then I guess I love how like Inglourious Basterds came out. I bet you his net worth like
quadrupled.
Like not quadruple, like more, like
tenfold
or more.
You know, you think just with that movie? I don't think so. But for afterwards,
sure. Dude, he
no,
got an
afterwards.
Oscar. Then he started doing all these. He started being in all these commercials.
Oh yeah. But I mean, not.
And then I'm sure even back home, they must have like straight. They must have been. All the companies must have been like clawing at each other to try and get him to endorse this, endorse that.
Which company? Like who? Any did you ever see an ad? Did you see an ad with Christoph Waltz?
Dude, I'm sure there's like all cell phone companies. I'm sure they all start like sending him stuff. Oh, wear this, wear that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm sure. I mean, for Tarzan, he was a villain. I'm sure he got millions. For James Bond, he got millions.
Does he have two Oscars or just one?
He has two.
He has two, right?
Yeah. So I'm sure for Inglourious Basterds, he didn't earn that much for that movie alone because he was a nobody at the time.
Yeah.
But for Django, I'm sure he earned millions already.
Django, and then
James Bond, man, I'm sure
he
earned.
He was in so many movies, also a lot that were just not even successful, but I'm sure he made loads of money for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like him?
I think he's freaking cool. Yeah, I think
he's a great actor, for sure.
Yeah, I think he's a great actor. I think that I've watched Downsize Me and I thought like, why is he in this movie?
Downsizing.
I was like, why is he in this movie? Because his character was like, they didn't need,
Serbian.
They could have put anyone there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, they
true.
Don't need to put, there's no reason to have Christoph Waltz.
That actor
character.
Talent played. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes I feel like, you'll see people in movies and it's like, okay, they just put them there because they thought, oh, it would be so cool to have this person in the role. Rather
that's
than
what
like,
probably would have happened. Yes,
exactly. You know, yeah. And I mean, even Matt Damon did a good job in that movie, but it was just
Matt Damon
movie.
Always does a good job. We loved that Matt Damon, right?
Matt Damon's the best, dude.
Matt Damon.
You think he got arranged marriage or that was love marriage?
I think he met his wife in a bar. And I think she was already.
You
she
think
already
the mom
had a
was
kid.
Like, go to the bar, and there will be girl on bar. And
dude, how does it work in Bollywood? Are there arranged marriages there too? No, it's more love marriages now, right?
Yeah, probably. Like, I mean, I don't know exactly how it works. I do know that a lot of people stay with their parents until they get married. So
even in Bollywood,
or they
think?
or they have their parents live with them in the sense, you know, but yeah.
Dude, you know who I, in my opinion, I've been telling this to friends. Do you know?
Yeah,
who,
we gotta wrap it up, dude.
Yeah. Last thing. Do you know? I have this. I think it's also a wish, but also I think it will. He would be fit really well. You know how there were discussions about who's gonna be the next James Bond.
You want
don't say that. And Idris Elba, amazing, right? Obviously, he's amazing. I think he's already a bit too old. Maybe he looks still young, but he's already over 50. I think so. Like he can't play for too long. So, but that would be great. He obviously Idris Elba is awesome. But in a couple of years, maybe in a decade or two. What?
Zayn Malik.
No. Oh yeah, he's British, but does he act?
I can act.
Dev Patel? Yeah.
Is that the guy from Slumdog Millionaire?
Yes, I think he would be amazing.
You want him to be a freaking James Bond?
Yes, dude. In a decade or two, yes.
Dude, the guy looks like a twig, man.
Yeah, in Slumdog. Did you watch any other movie since then?
Yeah, I watched that stupid newsroom show where he was in. Oh, look at me. I'm in the newsroom.
Did you watch Lion?
No.
Watch it and he...
Is
like,
he jacked?
He's pretty jacked. I think he could train more, which I'm sure if he gets James Bond, he would. But he has this classy thing. He could definitely play the classy. But in Lion, he has this full beard. And I remember the first scene he comes on, my sister was like, oh, he's really good looking. Like, she said it out loud. And I remember so many friends of mine, when I said Lion, they also said, oh, he's good looking. Just, he has this aura, man. He's such a good actor, too. He's really good. Yeah.
Okay, I'll check
and
out.
And he's, you know, he's a British guy, so he can, you know. And
yeah. Let's see about that, man. We'll see about that. I'll watch the thing, and then I'll judge it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, but I mean, you're Canadian, so you're part of the Commonwealth, so maybe you could play one day. Who knows?
Yeah, James Bond. I don't know, man. I don't even want to be James Bond. I don't like James Bond. I want to be an Indian spy, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Indian James or Pakistani?
Yeah, that's actually... I don't know.
Well, Indian, I guess, would be... it's a bigger country, so there are more resources, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like, I think, yeah, I don't know. I can't really say. It's gonna be interesting. I don't know, man. These countries, like, they should just freaking get together, man. It's too complicated for me.
So in Indian matchmaking, they talk about Northern Indian, Pakistani descent, like Northwestern. What's it called again?
Punjabi.
No, but there's this one word you call, like, colloquial word that you call people from Pakistan or from Shabi
or
Northwest.
Something,
wasn't it? Yeah, but not mm-hmm. Punjabi. There was this one word. God damn it. I think Aparna is also, and she was like, oh yeah, I'm also looking for so-and-so.
Sikh?
What?
Sikh person, like religion.
No, not Sikh. No, there's a word that's like what's it called? A Desi? That's like all of South Asia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not that, but like there was a word for Pakistani origin. Yeah, Pakistani or Northwestern. Shabi? No, shit.
Oh, okay. I can't remember.
Okay, anyways, okay. All right. Because Punjab is a own region, so you'd only met.
Yeah, Punjab, right? is the northwestern region of India, and then and the northeastern region of Pakistan. Fuck, I shouldn't say these things on the podcast, because if I'm wrong, then it's like right. on record that I'm wrong. Which, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well.
So, I mean, as far as I know, I'm not very educated on the whole thing, so please right. don't. Please don't get mad if I'm wrong.
just to finish, what are your criteria? Because they do that in the show, in the Indian matchmaking. What are your criteria for your future wife?
We're gonna end it on my criteria. Yeah.
Yes.
Any.